Okay, thank you. It's kind of fortuitous for me to follow Dr. French, because the models that he was discussing using is actually what my software does. So it's kind of lucky that hopefully I won't have to, y'all be a little familiar with some of what I'm going to be talking about. So I'm going to kind of give an overview of the software that we've been working on in Bushland in this setting with having to do it via screenshots. It's not going to give like a full picture, so it'll just kind of be a brief overview. If anybody's interested in it, I'll provide a download link at the end. You can download it for yourself, or I've got it on my laptop if you want to see a more in-depth demo or anything like that. Just catch me anytime and I'd be happy to show it to you. So to start off, this is kind of a snapshot of everything that's encompassed in our software. I know there's a lot of pictures and frames on here, and it's kind of hard to see, and I'll be going into each one in a little more detail. But just to kind of give you an outline, we have windows here. This first one is to build a model. The software runs with a database in the background that stores all the equations that make up the models. So we have a window where you can, if I can find my pointer here, where you can build your own model or go in and edit any existing custom models. We have a window here where you'll go in and build the equations that are going to be stored to make up the models. Kind of similar to what you would see from a raster calculator in ArcGIS or something like that. We have an image viewer where you can look at the data. Here's the windows to run the model itself or run a single equation. We've included some functionality to be able to do some spatial interpolation using the IDW method. We have our ET calculator in there to calculate reference ET that's included within it. Have a little help button with a few slides that kind of walk through adding a model and or building an equation and adding that equation to the model. I have a little window with our contact information, and then Dr. French had mentioned the selection of the hot and cold pixel. You have to go through some steps to create some coefficients that go into the metric model, and we have a little window in here that will run through those calculations. So to go into each one, starting off with our image viewer, this will display any image that you select. This also has an option to give us a little more flexibility in how we process the data. We convert the native format for Landsat 5's GeoTIFF. We convert that to a binary file that we created so that we have a little more flexibility in what we're able to do with the data. So within this viewer window, there's an import option that will convert the GeoTIFFs to our Bears raster file, as we call it. But you can open a single band that will default to display black to gray, and over here you have an option, you can change that color scale if you'd rather do red to green or something like that. You can update that. As you mouse over the image in when you're running in real time, it'll display the pixel values in this little window over here on the left. Also in a little footer down at the bottom, it'll show you the projection information that it pulls from that file. This image that's displayed here, we built in the ability to do an RGB composite where you can select any three bands. In this particular background image, I used bands 4, 3, and 2 from Landsat 5 to create a false color infrared. And on top of these images, you can overlay some area of interest. We have a button in here. It's probably kind of hard to see. It's not labeled real well, but you can overlay a shapefile from ArcGIS if you have a shapefile of your plots, or you can draw a circle, square, or a polyline and define an area of interest. And then based on that, if you're wanting to work with smaller data, you can clip the image based on the area of interest that you've predefined. And in this also, you can zoom in, you can zoom out, pan around the image, try to do any kind of visualization that you need to do. So we also have the capability to link multiple images. You can open them in multiple tabs, and on these tabs you can put them side by side in the main viewer, and you can even pop them out to view them on their own. When you have multiple images open, it's going to show you the pixel value where your mouse is hovering for each one over here on the left. We have a menu option in here where you can link the images. That way when you say you draw a square on this one and you want it to be drawn the same location on this one, then when you link the images, it'll draw that on both images. So kind of getting down to the nuts and bolts, what the software was really designed for. We started out where we had these five ET remote sensing models that we pre-programmed in, and our software ran those models, and that was it. And it's progressed since then. We thought, well, we can expand this beyond just ET models to try to make it applicable to any remote sensing application. So we implemented the database structure in the background, and we have these windows in here where you can go in this window and build your own equations, or you can edit any existing equations. If you don't like the models that we pre-programmed, you can make a copy and edit them as you see fit. So you can really customize this software and these equations to what's going to suit your needs. And beyond that, as I mentioned, we put in the remote sensing ET models, but if you want to do something else, you know, I've heard a lot of talks about nitrogen management and fertility and things like that. If you have some remote sensing models that you can use there, this software, you could build those equations and establish those models to do really any remote sensing equations or modeling that you want to do. Now, currently a limitation the software has is it's set up specifically for Landsat. Right now, that's been the only data source that we have gone through to establish the change from the GeoTIFF format into our binary file. In the future, I hope to expand that to just about any remote sensing data source, MODIS being the big one. I haven't worked with Aster too much to know what that data file is going to look like. And here, we're starting to see a lot more research done with drones, and as I can get a little experience and get some data from a drone, then I hope to incorporate that into this too, so that any remote sensing data product, hopefully in the future, will work with this software. So without really going into it in here, you know, you have all of your images that are in the database. You just select what your output is going to be. You can add an image if you're wanting to create a new one, and then you specify your equations. We have all of your a panel with all of your operators. You can type it into if you follow the syntax that is seen in the existing equations. We have support for multiple mathematical functions, natural log, power, square root, things like that. Here we have numbers if you prefer to punch it in through the user interface, and then here we have a series of parameters, and these are just values that are calculated that are specific to that scene, but they're constant over the entire image. So rather than having to pre-calculate that and put that in, you can build it in where it'll be calculated at runtime. So to run a model, we have options in here to where you can run the entire model or just a single equation. When you first open these windows, they will be blank. For the models, it'll list the existing models. Any that you have inputted will show up here as well. When you select the model, then it will populate the equation list that's associated with that model. When you pick any one of the equations, it'll read through the text, and we have tags in there to tell when is an image input, when is weather data, image data, anything else like that that's needed, any user input should be flagged in that equation, and then it will prompt you to input that information here. And so you can kind of distinguish anything that it sees as an image. It's going to have a button over here where you can browse your computer to find that file. If it doesn't have that, just a text field, then that's a single value that will be entered. And then I kind of highlighted one with multiple inputs just to kind of show you, but if you start at the very top one here, it'll ask you for your inputs. This first step in this model is just the conversion of the digital number to a top of atmosphere radiance. So you're just putting in the Landsat band input for the first band in this first step, and then you'll have to have the calibration factors that go with that. But you would click run. It'll bring a progress bar, show you when it's calculating, when that's completed. Then you can click the next button, or you can click in the list of equations, but it's set up now. If you click the next button, it'll just progress through each equation one after another in succession. So with some of the work that some of the presentations that we've seen, there's been a lot of interest in NDVI. Here you can use just the run equation option. If you just want to calculate NDVI, then you would select the NDVI from this list, and then you could run just that single calculation, and it's going to read through the database and pull in any equations that are stored in there across any of the models. So you have full flexibility to run any individual equation that you want, that you would like to, and it's just going to prompt you for the inputs. And if you have those inputs, you can run that single equation and get your output. So quickly, here's some of the other items that we put in here. As I mentioned, here's contact us information. So if any of y'all are interested, I'll show you the download link towards the end. But this is still clearly a beta product, and there's not as many features in it currently as we would have, and we've tried to resolve any of the bugs that we have found, but since we're familiar with it, we know kind of inherently avoid those. So anybody that's interested that wants to download this and use it, if you run into any problems or have any suggestions or things you would like to see added to it or improvements that could be made, don't hesitate to let us know, myself or Dr. Prasanna Gowda, that are we're leading this project. Please give us a call, shoot us an email, and we'd be happy to work to resolve any issues or try to see if we can add any improvements that would be desired. As Dr. French mentioned, with the metric method, you have to select your hot and cold pixel to do your temperature scale. We have a window built in here to run through those equations. You just put in your X and Y coordinates from the image coordinates of your hot and your wet pixel, how many iterations you plan to run, provide it with the reference ET, and then it's going to ask you for the for these four inputs that are needed in those calculations. When you click the extract button, I didn't show it here, but it's going to pop up another window, and it's going to run through the calculations to give you your sensible heat flux at your hot and your wet pixel. If you're satisfied with that, there's another button at the bottom you would click, and then it's going to give you your coefficients that you'll need in the running of the model. Now, the way this is set up now, those you'll have to write those down. It won't automatically import those, but it will make those available to you. I've tried looking into the automated pixel selection that Dr. French mentioned. Hopefully I can get some time and try to work that into this too and eliminate the need for this. As I mentioned, we have a little help button in here right now. This is very, very basic. It just kind of goes through the steps on how to add an equation and add a model. I plan to expand that and have this, it's a PDF embedded in the software, and expand that to go through how to actually run through the models or run an equation and kind of walk you through how to do everything in the software. Also, at some point, I plan on making a video to put up on YouTube, so you'll have a full guided tour through it. And here's our interpolation window. You just, if you have a series of weather stations within your scene, then you give it a text file of that weather data, give it a raster file to pull the extent from, and it will interpolate your weather data or any point-based data across that extent. So I mentioned our ET calculator is included in this. This is also available as a standalone software also. This just takes weather data input and calculates reference ET based off the ASCE standardized reference ET equation. And it can calculate hourly or daily reference ET for a single point as a screen in the middle, or you can provide it a text file with time series data, and it will give you the time series of your reference ET for both grass and alfalfa reference. So just kind of highlight some of the impact that these tools that we've been developing have made. We did have somebody reach out to us over in Eastern Europe that wanted a version of our ET calculator translated to Russian. So they were able to give us that translated text, and we translated that for them. So, you know, likewise, if anybody's interested in different versions of the software or, you know, different languages or anything like that, let us know. We're happy to accommodate any way that we can. So our ET calculator, we did also adapt for mobile platforms. We have these are only good for single point calculations. It's kind of hard to store time series data on a phone. But these apps are available in Android and Apple app stores. If you just search the Bushland Reference ET calculator, it should pull right up. So finally, if you're interested in any of the software, here's the download link to our website. If you don't want to write down this long URL, then if you just go to Google and type and search for Bayer Software USDA, it'll pull up the first link that it pulls up. It will take you right to our download page, and this will have our Bayer software for both Windows and Mac, as well as our reference ET calculator by itself. And that's just a, these are all written in Java, so they can be platform independent. But with the Bayer's, it was big enough we had to make an installer. With the ET calculator, it just runs as a Java file, so it's platform independent as is.
Thank you.
No, sorry, I thought that would go a lot quicker.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.